Aloha, PUMC Church family. I just wanted to pass on some important information about Pastor Aaron. Pastor Jim Powell shared this with us on Sunday, March 15th, with the congregation, and I wanted everyone to hear it.
This church has been blessing people for many years. In the early 1950s, when the Antelope Valley had like 5,000 people in it total, in the area of Palmdale, somebody said, let's build something on this corner that will raise up a beacon of hope to the community. The very first motto of this church was, "Lord, the Lord will make a way through the desert, a stream that will flow through the desert," quoting Isaiah. And it's been that ever since. You know, the very first youth director that we hired went on to be an ordained pastor. His name was Scott Andrews, and he was somebody who had given up on the church. He'd given up on his call. He had given up on seminary. He didn't even finish his work at Claremont. And I said to him one day, Scott, if you want to come be our youth director, we'll pay you. We'll even pay for your gas, but you have to finish school. And he's now serving churches all over the area. He's now the senior pastor at Marietta. He's survived a pretty heavy stroke and is now back in the pulpit preaching. And ever since then, we've had people that have launched from our church to go on to be elders in the church, deacons in the church. Pastor Angela Galanis Price, one of our most gifted pastors, is turning around a church that's almost 150 years old, and they now have new families there. Well, she came because she was raised here. She went and did that work. And yes, we'll take a lot of that credit. Pastor Aaron Stenberg came to you as a person who was already gifted, later call in her life. She was, you know, from the law enforcement field to being one of our gifted pastors, and just had her 40th birthday. So, but even more important than that, this June, no matter how we do it, whether it's in virtual reality or whether it's in, I don't know how we're going to do this, but we're ordaining her. She will be a full elder in the United Methodist Church come this June, and we're so proud of her. So. Not only that, but our son Alex, who was raised by this church and by many of you, he will be commissioned as an elder in the United Methodist Church on the stage right next to her. So, woohoo! We're proud of him. But to whom those who have worked hard and done a phenomenal job are also called into other responsibilities. So understand this. When we kneel before the bishop and the bishop places his or her hands on us, we take a vow of itinerancy. The vow of itinerancy in the United Methodist Church has been true since its conception more than 250 years ago. And itinerancy means that every single pastor is appointed to a church or to a ministry setting every year. Pastor Jim is appointed every year, and he will be appointed back here July 1st of this next year. So. As far as I know. It's a crazy world we're living in. It's a crazy time we're living in. But Pastor Aaron has been discerned by the bishop and the cabinet and myself to move on to another place. She's going to be going to Malibu United Methodist Church, so don't feel too badly for her. And the Malibu Church is needing someone just like her. The pastor who's been there, Sandy Liddell, is just this phenomenal spiritual leader. And she's turning 72 this year, so she cannot continue on. It's our mandatory retirement age for pastors. She's actually going to go on and do ministry in the Oxnard-Ventura area to do community development work and social justice work in a brand new ministry center that we are launching called the College Ministry Center. And we'll get to spend more time with her grandson, who lives next door. So this is a good thing. It doesn't feel that way always, but it is a good thing. So this is my letter that normally would get read to you by someone else, but I'm here today to tell you personally that it is with a lot of prayer and a lot of discernment and a lot of searching to figure out who's to be where next. And the Malibu Church has suffered the loss of 10 families who've lost their homes in the Woolsey Fire. In addition, their preschool there, their school lost, their 14 families lost their homes. It's a smaller congregation that needs to rebuild with this balance of discipleship and knowing who the Lord Jesus Christ is, which is the most important thing we do. It's the only reason we are a church. And social justice and holiness as they feed the homeless on the beach of Malibu, of Zuma Beach, which is only 150 yards from the church. Again, poor Aaron. And to also claim that they are the voice of social justice in a pretty crazy place called Malibu, a mixture of haves and have-nots. This church does a phenomenal ministry. A lot of people from the industry are there. You know, Martin Sheen's kind of the pro tem or wannabe mayor of Malibu, and he gets on there and talks about stuff. But they are dealing also in that industry with human trafficking. Erin has been a champion for that for our whole conference. So she goes there with great gifts, and we send her with great love. Now, I will read the last two paragraphs. In the coming months, you will want to keep Pastor Erin in your prayers and Molly, her dog, during this time of preparation for a new church community. You are also encouraged to celebrate the ministry that you've shared together. You have 3.5 months to do that together. I am going to continue to work with Pastor Jim and the SBRC as we discern God's next call, the next associate pastor for this church. And believe me, these are things you can trust me just a little bit with. There are people that need you. There are pastors that are coming up, and they need the mentoring, loving, supportive work of Palmdale United Methodist Church. And even though this is an early announcement, it's only the second one this year for me. I've got many more to go. This is done early so that you have this time to celebrate and we can prepare. This church is not going away. It's just going to get stronger. And we're just grateful for your faithfulness. Let me pray for you all. In fact, if you don't mind standing, let me pray for you as a benediction. Merciful God, you call every single soul that has ever been born and will ever be born. Whether we stand here today as clergy or laity, whether we are a person who just came to church for the first time, or whether we've been here all of our life, we know, God, you call each and every one of us to serve you. And there has never been a more important time for the church to reach out and say, I know the Prince of Peace. I know who can bring us salvation. I know who can hold you in a moment of panic. And Lord, you're calling every one of us to do this. So we thank you, God, that you call each of us. We thank you for Pastor Aaron. We thank you for all who are faithfully serving you here and around the world. And we pray for your peace as we journey forward. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.